Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, it's been 3 years for us with Steel's Pots and Pans, 3 weeks for Belinda, obviously.
Has it really been 3 years we've been doing this?
Oh, yeah, at this very table.
God.
And we thought it was high time to get our appraisal from the listenership.
Oh, no.
Because we keep getting shit wrong. So we're here in Bill's office, we're in HR, and we're ready to kind of go through all the things that we've been doing wrong.
Yeah, the listener's favourite thing to do is correct us on, you know, facts we get wrong.
Yeah, like back in book two, I said that the harpies were from Greek mythology and they were on the rocks to sink the ships. They were actually sirens. Got that wrong. I get tweets about it probably 4 or 5 a week.
The biggest one for me is how we say chiara.
Right.
I'm not joking. We get 2 to 3 emails a week of people saying, it's pronounced Kia. Is it Kia?
Still doesn't know. Kiara, James.
It's pronounced Kiara. Get it right. And they're like, I can't listen anymore because it's so annoying. But you check with Rocky, right?
Yes, I checked with Rocky. I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again definitively right
now. Listen
here,
to yourselves. Right, you checked now with Rocky. I mean, is that even a way of verifying anything?
Well, that's true, but it came from his mind. Yeah, the thing is with this Chiara Kiara debacle is that I checked with Dad and it is definitely meant to be Chiara. Dad often changes the pronunciation of the Special J. Levy's Chiara, okay? And there is someone that we know, a family friend, called Chiara.
This is such bullshit. He's befriended somebody, made them change their name by default, just to make this a valid excuse.
No. She's called Kiara, but he calls her Chiara.
Oh, fine, yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of is very much embraces the it's no hard K's for him.
What's wrong with dads with names? Because my dad calls somebody we know Michelle. Now, that name is Michelle and has always been Michelle, but he's always like, you know Michelle. Why are you putting that stress on it? You've never heard anybody say that. Where have you got that from?
I always said, I mean, it isn't the name thing, but when people say a necklace or we're going round the houses.
Are you referring to me?
I am mainly referring to you, yeah.
That was very thinly veiled.
Necklace.
It's a necklace.
Necklace.
It's a necklace.
Do you think of it as a necklace, a lace that's placed around the neck?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Because it is.
And houses.
Houses. What should it be?
He's always like, oh, this train takes us round the houses. The houses.
Houses. I don't see the difference.
Do you say leafs or leaves?
Leafs.
There's no hope.
Anyway, we kind of wandered a bit. But no, it is supposed to be Chiara, so please just stop mentioning it because we do know that technically it's Kiara, but
you know you've just opened the floodgates to more messages now. You've asked for it. You've basically poked the wasp's nest.
Yeah.
There's something else someone recently flagged that we didn't really bring up. Oh. Do you remember when Belinda was shagging Jim Sterling near the toilets at the wedding?
Oh, yeah,
the
wedding, yeah. Recently.
Well, we've got an email called Belinda Toilet Issues.
Okay.
From Nigel.
Okay.
I hate to be that guy, but has anyone else considered that Belinda needed a poo at the wedding before having sex with Jim Sterling, returning to the wedding party, dancing with Dr. Robbins, and then going back to the toilets with Helga and having sex again, all whilst baking a cake in the bottom oven? Oh, Nigel.
I've never heard
kind
that.
I'm not even going to read the last line. It's gross.
What? Worse than baking a cake in the what? Bottom oven?
Yes. I mean, Helga was munching away centimetres from the turtle's head.
Oh my God, Nigel.
I told you. Nigel, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Nigel's actually typed that out and pressed send.
How did that not go straight to junk? That's what I want to know.
Sometimes it's like great philosophy, isn't it, these emails?
Multitasking, though. Well done, Belinda. She gets points for that.
Chris has emailed, and do you remember, I think, Alice, you said that it sounded like Helga had a hand whisk attached to her tongue when she was, like, licking out Belinda.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's an actual device on sale that does this. It's called the Squeal.
Squeal?
Yeah, here it is. It's like how do you describe it? It's like a wheel with loads of tongs attached. Like a turbine. And you must just put it to your vagina.
An old water mill.
What are they, tongues then? Each bit that comes off the wheel is a tongue.
Is a tongue.
And sorry, where do you get this from?
Asking for a friend.
Well, he sent a link. So
great. Well, that's in the inbox, is it? Great.
I might post that on Instagram, actually.
Alice's Christmas present sorted.
Is that a weird stocking filler for everyone? I don't know.
The Squeal. It's spelled S-Q-W-E-E-L.
Yes, because it is a wheel and it makes you squeal.
There you go.
Oh, very good, very good.
Very clever.
Oh, and someone jumping to my defence now.
No, there's no time left. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Porno Day is back on Monday.
Shut up. It's from Abby. The subject title is Fanny. James was right. Fanny is a character in The Famous Five. She's the mother of Dick. She's the mother of Dick.
James, I'm so sorry.
She's the mother of Dick and George and the aunt of Julian and Anne, so is known as Aunt Fanny. Oh.
You did say it. You did say it. You are the best read at this table.
Apart from her somewhat unfortunate name, she's actually the most boring character known to Earth. Oh. Known to Earth.
Did Rocky write this?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, this is one we got a lot.
And he said it with such a knowing kind of grin. I think it's something that James also feels. Go.
An abroad wedding.
Oh, come on.
No, that's caused a real stir.
It's an abroad wedding.
That's all people have been saying to us of late. No, really, really. It's really annoyed people.
I'm stopping you in the streets.
Yeah.
It's not called an abroad wedding. Surprise, surprise. It's called a destination wedding.
Says who?
Everybody, apart from you.
Literally everyone who's emailed in.
If I search destination now in the inbox... Yeah, 80% of the emails.
It isn't in the OED, is it, though?
What, destination wedding?
Yeah.
Well, neither's a broad wedding, so I'm not sure that's helping.
No, but, you know, we can agree that it isn't a definitive answer.
I can't believe he's defending himself, James. It never sounded right, even.
Yeah, why don't you just
accept
it? I think
a destination wedding sounds right, either. I think an abroad wedding's kind of nice. People are... you know, as ever, it's a constant criticism, but the accents...
Yeah. Helga, in particular, was... pretty dreadful.
I think you just need to be held to account. I mean, I think your head gets a bit big after a while.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And I think the reason that James and I flag those emails that we get with a little orange dot is just so that you come across them and maybe it just needs to eat away.
Important.
flagged.
Look, I never claim to be some great voice artiste.
That's
you know?
Literally what you claim all the time.
I think it adds a kind of charm. It's almost like my accents are as bad as the writing. Do you know what I mean?
You've created your own beast, though. They've gone like... they've just taken on a life of their own. It's almost like you don't decide what comes out of your mouth.
Well, that is true. I don't have much control. I'm not trained classically.
Who's in charge, you or the voices? They're eating you alive.
Maybe I should just stop doing the voices.
Oh, thank God.
No. Yeah,
no, let him... It's up to him.
But do you think that they are distracting?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I think they fill out the world.
James,
and they're...
James, you're tired.
Oh, someone listens in Yemen. Sorry, just spotted an email.
James isn't even listening. Just chirping up every now and then.
Hello to Yemen.
Didn't Rocky at one point say he wanted to write a book set in the Middle East?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, Belinda blinked in Saudi Arabia. God, oh, yes. That's coming.
Do you think? Is it completed?
Well, I can only imagine.
It's but a title at this stage. But then again, yeah. I mean, he thinks of titles first, doesn't he?
It is but a little seed, Alice, that will grow into a lovely big... Well, like the Tamarix flute. That's all from the Middle East, isn't it? So maybe Belinda will go in search of the recipe for the drug.
Speaking of drugs, Rocky.
Yes.
Drugs.
What's his relationship?
On them?
Well, it would explain
the writing
so
would suggest
much.
That, wouldn't it? No, my dad is really, really anti-drugs. Although, would you class alcohol as a drug?
I mean, I guess it is, but I mean, we know his position on that, obviously.
Yeah, so he's a user of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Well, he's anti-illegal drugs.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yet he's glamorised them so much in the most recent chapter.
He's always like... marijuana will make your penis shrink.
Is that a fact?
I don't know if that is a fact.
Right,
but,
I'm Googling that.
But yeah, no, my parents were never keen on drugs.
He must have had an off-the-rails youth, a moment.
What, in Northern Ireland?
I don't know. What do they cook up there?
It's all just natural silage over there.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. The high that you get from that.
It is quite pungent silage.
You look thrilled.
Just going back to the penis shrinkage.
Oh, yes.
You smoke cannabis. There's no physiological evidence that would suggest that smoking cannabis makes your penis smaller, but there's a handful of documented cases for a condition called cannabis-induced coro.
Oh.
Coro, a Malay expression for turtle's head.
Is second use of turtle head in the episode today.
Is an acute panic reaction associated with the perception of penile retraction.
What? This is so meta. What? You think that your penis is retracting, so your penis retracts.
Exactly. One of the more significant coro epidemics took place in Singapore in 1967, in which nearly 500 people sought medical help, believing vaccinated pork was making their penises retract. So yeah, if you conceive it, you can achieve it, basically.
Isn't that the secret?
Imagine blaming pork, though. That seems like, what, in the bedroom, like, oh, I had that pork.
I'm sorry, yeah. I had some vaccinated pork.
I had a crazy chop before I came here, and that's why that's gone.
So it's not directly connected to the cannabis. It's all in the mind.
Okay.
You can mentally make your penis smaller.
Obviously, I can't do it, but, you know, try right now. Or is there a minimum size?
Do you reckon it works the other way? You can
engorge it.
Trick it into it being massive.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, I thought something had happened then. James is like, oh, yeah, you can.
Do you want to see? No, weed dick is a thing, and it's ruining people's sex lives.
Weed dick?
Weed dick.
Do you think he's being Scottish? A weed dick?
I thought, it's just a little weed dick.
Sorry, I'm just going to read the bit of this article. We all know about the tragedy of whiskey dick when alcohol makes a dude's fun stick not so fun.
What,
so
like, this is not from some, this is not the NHS.com, is it?
New animal studies reveal that cannabis has an inhibitory effect on certain receptors inside the erectile tissue of the penis, which is basically a fancy way of saying that weed can make it more difficult to get it up.
Mm.
So it causes erectile dysfunction.
Oh, maybe that's what he meant then.
So there you go. Don't smoke a tamarisk flute if you're about to have sex, because you won't be able to, basically.
But I love that was a classic dad thing of telling you something that's a bit of a tall tale and it meant that it kept you off it forever.
Well, didn't really work, but yeah.
I'm so boring. I'm not really into the drugs. I did something called DARE at school, Drug Abuse Resistance Education. Bloody hell, PC Weldon had a massive effect on me.
What, the police constable?
Yeah, he'd come in once a week and give you a class about the negative effects of drugs. It stuck with me for my whole life.
Well, good.
We did that too.
Did you?
We had this book with case studies about people. Obviously, they were based on real people, but they were made up. So it would be called, say, Sally's Story.
Right.
And it would be like, so yes. Sally, she had loads of friends. She was an A grade student. Every subject, A grade. Her family, she got on great with her family.
Oh, she's so annoying.
Oh, Sally, what a bitch. And then it would be like, one day, some cool girls at school said to Sally, do you want to try a cigarette? She's like, no, I'm all right, thanks. They're like, just try it. Like, first one's free, just try it. So she tried it, right? You'll never guess what happened.
What?
Well, grades started to suffer. She fell out with her friends and had a really bad relationship with her family.
After one cigarette?
And she died.
She died?
She died.
She did not.
She died. It's probably unrelated, but she died.
She had an undiagnosed heart condition.
But do you not remember every story was like that?
Yeah.
Whether it was weed or cigarettes or pills or whatever.
And you had to do you have to do role plays?
Oh, yeah. Sally. I was very convincing.
Okay, should we do one? Yeah. So you're Sally, I'm pushing the...
Oh, yeah, they were always pushing it.
Yeah.
Always pushing it. Are we at a disco? Because they were always
at a disco.
Yeah, okay.
Who can I be?
You're with me because it's peer pressure.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's always peer pressure.
Hey, Sally.
Hi, Sally. How are the grades?
Top notch, thanks.
This party sucks. Do you want to take a pill?
Oh, I was having quite a good time.
Oh, go on. Like, what's the harm?
Yeah, everyone's doing it, Sally.
I don't know. I feel like people won't think...
Sally, take a goddamn pill.
Hey. Wow, guys, there's so many shapes and
then
colours.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
I can't believe Sally's died.
What beautiful funeral.
It's gorgeous. The flower arrangements are to die. Oh, no, don't say to die. It's a funeral.
No, but then you'd go, rewind, and then you do the scenario again
yes.
where Sally refuses the drugs.
Yes.
And lives a long and happy life.
There was always a lot of emphasis on how much people would dislike you if you didn't do the drugs.
Yeah.
So that everybody would be like sat around being like, you know who's not here? Sally. And we fucking hate her because she's not doing drugs. Does anybody care?
No.
I actually, at the end of the course, wrote a rap.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, for God's
Please say you've got it with you today.
I performed in assembly about Dare.
Oh my God, you know it off by heart.
I don't remember
you?
Any of it.
You do.
The teacher loved it so much, the whole class had to recite the
James.
It was incredible.
Did you get your head kicked in?
They forced pills down his throat.
It was at the Year 6 Leavers Assembly, and there was a dance routine as well, but I'd sprained my ankle, so we couldn't do the dance routine.
What are you talking about? Sorry, there was a dance routine too.
You can't really do dance routines to raps, can you, in retrospect?
I don't know.
Well, you can't.
You choreographed it, you tell us. So where would we get hold of the rap? Your mum will still have the rap, surely. Your mum's kept everything that you've ever written.
Why did I just say that?
I want to find the rap.
Can you send Angela a little message?
Where would it be? It's probably in a box in the loft somewhere. I could probably dig it out.
Oh my God, please find it.
For a future episode, we need you to not only recite it, but perform it, because you definitely know the dance routine.
I see an Instagram story.
You know when people talk about how they could have been huge stars, you know, in sport or, you know, in some kind of physical activity? I love that this is a defining moment in James's life where he sprained his ankle, but that could have been his moment where he became a professional dancer.
I could have... Oh, I thought you were going to say rapper. I could have been the next Eminem. I think it was called Just Say No.
Well, that was
a big
catchphrase.
That was their
caption, yeah.
Because there was a song, actually. There was a Dare song. I remember that. I didn't write that. That's an official... Do you want to hit...
An official...
Just say no to drugs and yes to music. Just say no to drugs... And yes, to life. Just say no.
Where's the melody?
Let me see if I can find the song.
So what do you say no to? Drugs, say yes to life and music.
Oh, I can't find it online. Maybe I did write it. Maybe it is my own original composition.
Didn't quite get that publishing deal, did you, James?
But there were other ones like, just say no to drugs and yes to sports. Like, you just kept adding, like, recreational activities.
Whatever you were into personally.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Just say yes to musicals for you.
Say yes to musicals. Say yes to...
Snogging boys.
To dating, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Dare, though. God. Do you not do it, James?
That's why I was on those doobies.
That wild, wild life.
I don't remember it, but...
You wouldn't have touched that shit if you'd been on Dare.
I was too busy getting hair.
I've kind of blocked out a lot of school, so I don't really remember.
Because of the cloud.
The cloud of drugs.
Drugs.
You couldn't say no to drugs.
Why didn't you say yes to life and music?
I have said yes to all those things. I mean, we've wandered off the point many times, but interesting chat. Learned a lot. Thanks, guys. So tune in next Monday, where we'll be back to undoubtedly make more mistakes, which you will in turn correct us on, I'm sure.
I'm off to say no to drugs and yes to lunch.
Okay, great.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.